This is the tomb of Chand Kazi in the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This beautiful pastime is described. I'd like to ask Srila Jayapathak Maharaj if he would like to tell this pastime.
Isn't it too long, Maharaj?
Srila Prabhupada ki, Chand Bhakta Chand Kazi ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. This is the tomb or samadhi of Bhakta Chand Kazi. His house is just behind this. Right now the house is no longer there. Now it has become the marketplace of this village, Brahman Pukur, which used to be known as Brahman Pukuria, or the place of many Pukurs and Brahmanas. So here the Chand Kazi, he was the local magistrate in charge of the Navadvip town. At that time, this was where Navadvip was, and he was the head of Navadvip. Navadvip extended from here all the way over to Mayapur Chandradwaya Mandir and beyond. This whole area, everything that we're seeing, Kolavecha Sita was in the suburbs. Apart from that, all along the Ganges was the urban metropolis of Navadvip. So Lord Chaitanya was doing kirtan. His Holiness Radhanath Swami will give the details. I'll just give a brief version to refresh everyone's memory. Lord Chaitanya was doing the Sankirtan movement, and different people were coming and complaining to him, to the Chand Kazi, about it. The Brahmanas thought that in this way he's going to ruin Hindu Dharma, because everyone from all castes are all coming together, including even Hindu, Muslim, Chandalas, Brahmins, Kshatriya, everyone chanting Hare Krishna together. So they thought this will destroy the Varnashram or the Hindu Dharma. So the caste Brahmanas were complaining that you should stop this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, some Muslims came and they also were complaining to him, saying that he's everywhere chanting Hare Krishna. He said, "Well, why you're also chanting?" He said, "Well, once we make fun, saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, we can't stop." So like this, so finally the Chand Kazi, he gave an edict that no more chanting. And many things happened. There was threats. Again, Lord Chaitanya sent out his devotees chanting. Chand Kazi broke the Midrangas and said, "I'm going to arrest all of you." Then Lord Chaitanya got 200,000 people through the whole town of Navadvip to gather here with torches, and the Chand Kazi was practically hiding in his house. Huh?
He sent a bus to come here.
The Chand Kazi finally came out and said to Lord Chaitanya, "Why are you standing in the street? A grandfather used to call me as uncle, therefore you are like my nephew by village relation. Why you are coming to the house of your uncle in such an angry mood?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why you are keeping your relative standing in the street like a stranger, not inviting me to come in?" So in this way, things cooled down. Lord Chaitanya told everybody to come for a minute. And then they had long discussion, wherein dreams of Narasimha Dev were revealed, where there was debate about Quran and Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas. And finally the Chand Kazi revealed that Lord Chaitanya, that Narasimha Dev had come in a dream and told him, "Did you have committed a great offense to my devotees? You cannot stop my Sankirtan movement. Because you have only committed a small offense, therefore I'm not totally finishing you off. But I'm going to give you a lesson. And he scraped his chest with his claws. When Chankazi woke up from the dream, he looked at his chest and it still had the lion paw scratch on his breast. Then he opened his shirt and showed that he showed that to Chaitanya Haribo. He showed that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya touched him to calm him down. As soon as Lord Chaitanya touched him, he became filled with love of Krishna, and he gave the proclamation that in Navadvip nobody will stop the Sankirtan movement. And he ordered that even his descendants, they should not oppose the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
So this place is where after the Chankazi after that was always a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And here they placed his body in Kabar. And right from his grave, from the samadhi, automatically, these were not planted, they just came out, is one champak tree, the Golok Champa, which is the one growing here with spread out, because the Chankazi's nickname was Champak, and Lord Chaitanya's name was Nimai. If you look in the center, and maybe it's hard to see in the dark, but actually the very center of this tree is actually a neem tree. So the neem tree and the champak tree there in the center, they are completely intertwined and growing together. These trees are 500 years old. They are from the original tree from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, showing that the Chankazi is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That now the neem and champak are together. So it's customary, few paisa people can put in a box here. One of the descendants of the Chankazi is watching over this place. And we touch the tree or circumambulate. And we're going now, the bus is here. As soon as the buses come, then we'll go back to Sri Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir. This is also a historical evidence, as I explained earlier, that the Mayapur, original Mayapur, is on this side of the Ganges. Apart from the pastime, there's a lot to learn from the pastime. The basic idea is that there may be so many obstacles in the path of our devotional service. Just like the devotees had to face the obstacle from the Chankazi. But if we are faithful to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we stick to his teachings carefully, then by his mercy we can overcome all the obstacles. Even insurmountable obstacles become easily overcome.
In Krishna's Leela, Chankazi was Kamsa. And we remember how Krishna purified Kamsa by smashing him with his fist and causing him to die and leaving his two wives as widows. Rupa Goswami has prayed Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. The same Kamsa appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, but he did not kill him with his fist, as Krishna certainly would have, but rather by his beauty, by his mercy, and by the power of his greatest weapon, the holy name, he transformed Chankazi into a pure devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Similarly, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, Dantavakra, and Shishupal. They were the three. Okay. They were the three demon manifestations of Jayan Vijay. And they came again in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in Jagaya Madhai. And rather than killing him with his claws, or killing him with his arrows, or his fists, with the holy name, he transformed them into pure devotees of the Lord. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme manifestation of mercy that we can understand here. That even such an antagonistic demon who was threatening to kill his devotees, imprison them, he gave them prema bhakti. We are all more or less filled with demoniac tendencies in our own hearts. We should know that by Mahaprabhu's mercy, if we just take the weapon of the holy name, we can all become delivered. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now everyone go to the buses. What time is it?
6:10.